This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A beautiful singing of the national anthem by a Lincolnwood cheerleader knocked it out of the park. Let's get the starting lineups first for the visitors tonight, the Cavaliers of Carthenville. Their head coach, David Suits, assisted by Shea Kellerman and Sean McCarity. For the Cavies tonight, they will roll with Ethan Siglock, a 5'10 junior. Mason Duckles, a 5'10 junior. Aiden Taberzi, a 5'10 junior. Aaron Wills, a 6'3 junior, and Ethan Trim, a 6'2 senior. For Carthenville, Siglock, Duckles, Taberzi, Wills, and Trim. The Cavies enter 3-11 on the year, and this is their final game of the COVID season. For the Lancers of Lincolnwood, their head coach Matt Milberg, assisted by Josh Johnson, Bill Krager, and Joe McWard. For Lincolnwood tonight, it'll be the four seniors, Braxton Schmedeke at 6'3". Jaden Walker at 6'2", Devin Brown at 6'4", and Cole Sidwell at 5'11", joined in the starting lineup by 6-foot junior Will Jenkins. For the Lancers, Schmedeke, Walker, Jenkins, Brown, and Sidwell. For Lincolnwood, they enter 4-6 on the year, and they will play tomorrow as part of the Waverly Tournament. Now, there was some COVID issues in the tournament. Carrollton and Tri-City are out because of the COVID issues. So Lincolnwood will now play North Greene again at 1:30. The Lincolnwood JV will play the New Berlin JV. That will be at 3 o'clock. Both games tomorrow will be in Franklin as part of the Waverly Tournament. Of course, North Mac playing for the championship. There we'll be talking with TJ Wilson tomorrow morning on Sports Saturday ahead of their title tilt at the Waverly Tournament. For Carthenville, road blue uniforms tonight, trimmed out in the red. They've got Carthenville in white lettering, trimmed in red across the front of the home blues. For Lincolnwood, they are in the vintage home whites, trimmed in the orange and the black. Lancers in orange lettering across the front. And for one final time, we will start a basketball game without the jump ball. I will not be sad to see this go. Sideline trigger, midcourt, Wills gets it into Siglock. And we are underway our final basketball broadcast of the COVID season here on WSMI. Boys soccer for you Tuesday night live at 7 here on FM 106 with Gillespie at Carthenville on the new turf. And that new turf has come in real handy here so far for Carthenville. They got soccer teams switching games to Carthenville left and right, seemingly wanting to get on that turf. 7.5 minutes opening quarter, man-to-man defense, obviously, for the Lancers here. Handling in the right corner is Mason Duckles. Duckles now picked up the dribble. He pivots around. He's being hounded in the corner by Schmedeke. Gets it on the baseline. Wills, nice reverse layup on the strong dribble drive for Aaron Wills. And the Cavies on the board first with 7:10 to play first quarter. That was a real nice baseline reverse from Aaron Wills, the 6'3 junior. Cavaliers in man-to-man defense as trying to feed the post out of the right corner with Schmedeke. Kicked out of there by Taberzi. It'll stay with Lincolnwood. Officials tonight here at the Woodshed, Brandon Kroll, Rodney Smith, and Chris Palmer. Up top it goes to Devin Brown. Devin wants the three off the mark, no good. Rebound down to Taberzi. A lot of the Lincolnwood kids wearing the blue surgical masks. For Carthenville, a number of surgical masks out there. Then a couple of the kids, Wills and Trim, have the CHS cloth-looking mask on. And right now, and I don't blame them, a lot of masks below the nose but above the mouth. Here's Siglock on the baseline to Wills. In the corner it goes to Duckles. And I've said it before, if I was playing, that's exactly how I'd be doing it. 6.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Here's Wills. Finds a slashing Siglock. Attacks. He is fouled. We're going to get a block, I do believe, on Lincolnwood. Or we're going to get a charge on Siglock. A block on Lincolnwood. It'll send Siglock to the Heinz Furniture free throw line. The foul on Sidwell, his first. Two shots for Siglock. First toss for Ethan is pure. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings, cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more since 1854. 3-0 Carthenville. Siglock's second free throw is short, and the rebound to the floor. Sidwell picks it up there, and good job by Sidwell to have the blockout as Siglock, the shooter, he knew it was short, and he was chasing after it, but Sidwell got there first. High post, right elbow to Walker. Hands off to Will Jenkins. Jenkins puts it on the deck, right block, sheds his defender, Siglock, high off the window. It's good for Will Jenkins. Lincolnwood on the board at the 6:08 mark, opening quarter. 3-2, Carletonville with the lead. Mount Milburg telling me before the ball game that the quarantine was real in terms of the effects coming out of the quarantine. The Lancers just did not have the normal pep in their step, and you can totally understand it. Here comes Sidwell attacking. Leaves it in the corner now for Brown. One dribble, pulls up, left it short, rebound down to Mason Duckles. 2 weeks with no activity, it doesn't take long to lose your edge. Lancers have slowly gotten it back, though. Just takes time. Unfortunately, in the COVID season, that's the one thing you don't have enough of, is time. Here's Duckles left wing, leaves it for Wills, right side of the key. Back into the hands of Taberzi, right corner. Skip pass, top of the key with Siglock. Checked there by Sidwell, and the Lancer man-to-man. On the right wing with Duckles. Mason feeds the post down to Trim. Ethan off the baseline, missed it. Contact, no whistle, and the rebound down to Sidwell. Here comes Cole into the front court. Lost the dribble momentarily, gets it back. Jenkins open for three. Yes, for Will Jenkins. 5 points for Will Jenkins as Lincolnwood leads 5-3. 3 minutes gone by first quarter. Siglock will take his time coming into the front court. Crosses the timeline, 4:45 opening quarter. Ethan on the bounce right side. Leaves it on the bounce for Taberzi. He had to throw on the air brakes to retrieve that pass back in the corner. Leaves it off for Wills, a little short off the window. And the rebound down to the Lancers. Here comes Braxton Schmedeke. Left wing to Sidwell. Cole, dribble drive to the rim. Layup is good for Cole Sidwell. 7-3 Lancers. They're on a little 7-0 spurt. 4:20 first quarter. Miscommunication. Siglock and Taberzi turned over. Here come the Lancers. Schmedeke. Jump stop. Jenkins. Layup rattled out too strong off the window. Siglock has the rebound ripped away, and Jenkins tracks it down. Here's Devin Brown. Left wing leaves it for Sidwell. On the baseline, Walker. Jaden rises up, blocked in there by Siglock. He knocks the ball away from Siglock, then saves it to the floor with Schmedeke, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Matt Milburg and Lincolnwood. 3:56 for the opening quarter. Lincolnwood leading Carletonville 7-3. We're going to take a break. We'll come back to the Woodshed in Raymond following these messages on WSMI. So Lincolnwood took a 30-second timeout, but since we're inside of 5 minutes, it turned into a full mask timeout. Lincolnwood ball on the baseline. Sidwell will throw it into the backcourt, tracked down by Will Jenkins. 3:50 first quarter, 7-3 Lincolnwood. Carletonville got the first three. Lancers have the last seven. Braden Whalen into the ball game, the 6'2 sophomore handling out front for the Lancers. Braden, dribble drive, attacks straight on off the glass. It's good for Braden Whalen. The young sophomore makes his presence felt immediately. Of course, normally a starter, but here on senior night coming off the bench. Siglock across the timeline working on Sidwell. Throws on the air, breaks left elbow, leaves it back now for Alex Struttner, who checked in at that timeout for the Cavaliers. Here's Siglock, top of the key. 18-footer rattles out, but he was hit on the release in free throws for Siglock. They're going to get Sidwell. That's his second. Both fouls on Lincolnwood whistled against Cole Sidwell. And Ethan Siglock back to the Heinz Furniture free throw line for two tosses. He's one out of two at the stripe. Toss is good for Siglock. Heinz Furniture and Floor Covering, stocked with quality furniture that's on sale. Take it home today. Fifth generation at Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings in Carletonville. Couple of bounces and a spin. The release is pure for Siglock. He gets both tosses. He's 3 of 4 from the foul line. 9-5, Lincolnwood with the lead, 3:10 first quarter. Here's Whalen, leaves it for Brown. One dribble, kicks it in the corner. Jenkins open for three. That one rimmed out, and the rebound down to Ethan Trim. Trim dumps it off to Siglock. Ethan comes into the front court. Gets a high ball screen from Trim. Dumps it off now to Duckles, way out on the right wing. Mason Duckles being guarded there by Braxton Schmedeke. Back into the hands of Taberzi, left wing with Siglock. Ethan Siglock drives baseline. Missed it. Tap won't go. Will's follow won't go. And eventually the rebound down to the Lancers and Braden Whalen. Here comes Whalen. Up the left side of the floor. Puts it between his legs now and slows it up on the left wing. Reverses course in the corner now with Jenkins. Will Jenkins dribble drive all the way to the rim off the window. It's good for Will Jenkins. 7 opening quarter points for Jenkins. 11-5. Lancers with the lead. 2:15 first quarter. Here's Siglock working out beyond the volleyball spike line on the dribble with the right hand. Will's going to come and set a ball screen. Siglock doesn't utilize that. Instead, keeps the bounce between the volleyball spike line and midcourt. Now he works right side. Bounce pass in the corner with Mason Duckles. Duckles drives baseline. Dumped at the trim. The pass was way too hard off Ethan's hands. Trim rips it away from Walker, who's on the floor, and he has the bucket. That was just pure strength from Ethan Trim right there. Walker's not a small fella. I mean, he had that ball ripped away. Here's Schmedeke up top. Whalen for 3, back rimmed it no good, and the rebound down to Siglock for Carlinville. 90 seconds first quarter, 11-7, Lincolnwood with the lead. Cavies have the basketball. Here's Siglock into the front court. On the right wing now, leads it forward to Bersey. And away from the ball, we've got a hold. Is it going on Jaden Walker? He was locked up with Ethan Trim there. Yep, they'll get Walker. That's a tough matchup when you draw Ethan Trim. The big, big man. Struttner back in for Carlinville to Bersey. Will get a breather. A Cavalier at each corner of the lane. It'll be Mason Duckles to throw in. Trim will set a cross screen from the right block for Wills. Nothing there. They'll lob up over top to Wills. He makes the catch at the foul line. Back into the hands of Duckles now. In the right corner, Mason Duckles drives baseline. Leaves it on the baseline for Trim. His 18-footer is short. And the rebound down to Devin Brown. For Lincolnwood, off the Jenkins, lead pass, front court, Whalen. Braden Whalen, left block, goes right into the chest of Siglock, off the window, it's good for Braden Whalen. That was a real strong move right there. He created the contact into the chest of Siglock and was able to finish over the top. 50 seconds, first quarter, 13-7, Lincolnwood with the lead. Here's Siglock, leaves it in the corner for Struttner. Alex Struttner cut off that baseline, back to Siglock. Open for 3. Yes, for Ethan Siglock. He was a step behind the line. Nails it. 6 points for Siglock. His first field goal. And it's 13-10 Lancers. Half a minute first quarter. Here's Whalen on the right wing with Schmedeke. Up top to Devin Brown now. Brown on the left wing with Whalen. Braden thought about the 3. Decides against it. On the bounce now left wing. Back between the circles to Jaden Walker. Walker motions for Jenkins to come and take the basketball. Will do that. Tucks it under the right arm. Checks the clock with 10. On the bounce, volleyball spike line. Whalen in the right corner with 5. Down to 3 with Brown. Smedeke checks. Fires it. Good if it goes in and out at the horn. 8 minutes in the books after one quarter. Lincolnwood leading Carlinville 13-10. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Good first quarter for both squads here. Lincolnwood leading Carlinville 13-10. Lancers get the basketball to start the second quarter. Braden Whalen, Braxton Schmedeke, Devin Brown, Jaden Walker, and Will Jenkins on the floor for the Lancers. Carlinville counters Alex Struttner, Aaron Wills, Ethan Trim, Mason Duckles, and Aiden Taberzi. Man-to-man defense for the Cavies as Jenkins holding out at the volleyball spike line. Now he puts it on the deck, working on Struttner, leaves it back for Whalen. Guarded by Taberzi. Right wing to Walker in the corner with Will Jenkins now. Top of the key with Schmedeke. Left wing to Devin Brown. Devin Brown, top of the key with Walker. Jaden Walker on the wing. Schmedeke open for 3. Yes, for Braxton Schmedeke. He rattles down the triple off the right wing. Second 3 of the ball game for Lincolnwood. They lead 16-10. 7-10 for the first half. Here's Duckles across the timeline. On the right-hand bounce, he will fake the dribble handoff. Now he turns the corner and just bowls his defender right over. Actually, not his defender. It was the weak side defender, Jaden Walker, stepped in, took the charge. Good job by Jaden Walker. That will make Coach Matt Milberg very happy. Coaches love to see those defenders sliding over and taking the charge, especially when you're off ball like that. Great team defense. So the first foul of the game on Carlinville is offensive. Here's Walker in the corner. Jenkins, he'll tee it up. Rimmed it out, no good. Rebound tapped around by a couple of Lancers. Eventually to the floor, Struttner and Walker are tied up. And on the possession arrow, it'll stay with Lincolnwood. The benches here at the Woodshed on the same side of the floor as always, except the bleachers on that side of the gymnasium are pushed back, so no fans there. They don't have the normal scorer's table out here at Lincolnwood, just the standard white tables you'd see at a picnic in the park. 6.5 minutes for the first half of play. Here's Ethan Siglock on the right wing. He's got his left wrist taped, but some of it's loose, so he's got a little tail off the tape on his left wrist. Here's Duckles on the right wing. Mason Duckles feeds the right block down to Trim. Great position off the window. It's good for Ethan Trim. He catches it there. It's game, set, and match. Jaden Walker tried to draw the foul with the flop, but the officials were having none of that. 6:05 first half, 16-12. Lincolnwood with the lead and the ball. Here's Whalen out front. Gets a screen from Walker. Works right side. Leaves it off for Jenkins now. Here's Schmedeke open for three. Missed that one. Rimmed it out. No good. Rebound belongs to Carlinville and Aiden Taberzi. Taberzi leaves it off for Siglock. Ethan will walk the ball into the front court. Met there by Braden Whalen and the Lancer man-to-man. On the bounce beyond the volleyball spike line for Siglock. He wants to work right side. Right wing cut off, picks up the dribble. Skip pass, Duckles left wing. Mason puts it on the deck. He's cut off there nicely by Schmedeke. Back into the hands of Siglock. Left wing with Taberzi now. High post feed to Wills. Back to Siglock. Ethan for three. Short, just grazed the iron. Went off the face of Jenkins. Deflected the Trim. The soft touch is good for Ethan Trim. Six for Trim. That wasn't an air ball, but it might as well have been. And I swear to you, that always benefits the shooting team. The defensive team is always caught off guard when a shot misses that poorly. 16-14 Lancers. Devin Brown for three. Can't get it to go. Offensive rebound, Walker. Kicks out to Whalen at the left elbow. Back to Jaden now. He'll fire the left corner three. No good. And the rebound down to Ethan Siglock for Carlinville. Cavies can tie with a two, take the lead with a three. 4:40 first half. Trim sets a screen on Whalen. In the corner, 4-3. That's Duckles halfway down, spun out. Lancers with the rebound to Whalen. He comes into the front court. Braden Whalen leaves it now for Devin Brown. Puts it on the floor, attacks, and draws the foul. Devin Brown has worked his way to the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Foul on Carlinville, their second. The personal foul here will go on, I think, Aaron Wills. And with 4:27 to play in the first half, we will get our second quarter mask timeout. Lincolnwood 16, Carlinville 14. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WUSMI. Following our second quarter mask timeout, Devin Brown at the Heinz Furniture free throw line for two tosses. 6'4 senior's first toss rattles out, no good. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings, cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more since 1854 at Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings in Carlinville. Second free throw for Devin Brown. No good, too strong, and the rebound off the hands of the Cavaliers, right to Braxton Schmedeke, lays it up and in off the right side. 18-14 Lincolnwood. Siglock had it in his hands, but it squirted free right to Schmedeke. Now Schmedeke has the pressure on Duckles. Mason dribble drive, tries to step through Euro style. They're going to call him for traveling. Fourth, Carlinville turnover. Ethan Trim had a short break. He's right back on the floor now, replacing Aaron Wills. 4:07 for the first half of play. Here comes Whalen into the front court. He works to the left wing. Does Braden Whalen. Crosses over, drives baseline, rises up, left it short, rebound down to Taberzi. Nice move from Whalen, just couldn't cash it. Aiden Taberzi into the front court for Carlinville. He leaves it on the wing for Siglock. Ethan Siglock now into the triple threat position. Works top of the key. Left wing now with Taberzi. 3.5 minutes for the first half. Here's Mason Duckles. Guarded by Schmedeke, leaves it back for Siglock. Between midcourt and the volleyball spike line is Siglock. He will put it on the floor now, being checked by Braden Whalen. Siglock comes right side, leaves it for Trim on the curl, hit on the release, and free throws for Ethan Trim. They're going to get Jaden Walker It'll be his second, team's fourth. So two on Walker, two on Sidwell for the Lancers. And Ethan Trim at the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Fifth generation at Heinz Furniture, stocked with quality furniture on sale. Take it home today. Free throw for Trim is good. He has 7 points for the Cavvies. Wills returns to the ball game as heading out is Trent Clevenger, 6'3 sophomore. Second free throw for Ethan is good. He gets the pair. And it's 18-16, Lincoln Wood. Their lead is two. They have the ball, 3:10 for quarter number two. Here's Braxton Schmedeke on the right wing. Top of the key now with Cole Sidwell. Playing with those two personal fouls. Leaves it for Brown in the right corner. Devin Brown, top of the key with Whalen. Here's Sidwell, left corner. Cole, dribble drive, attacks off the window. It's good for Cole Sidwell. Good, strong take there. 20-16, Lincoln Wood, 2:50 for the first half. Here comes Siglock into the front court. And away for the ball, offensive on Aiden Taberzi. He pushed off on Cole Sidwell. Sometimes that pressure man-to-man defense when it's away from the ball can just kind of agitate you as an offensive player. And that time Taberzi got caught with the push. And Dave Suits wants a Carthenville timeout. 2:42 first half. Lincoln Wood leading Carthenville 20-16. We're back to the woodshed at Lincoln Wood High School following these messages on WQSMI. Following the timeout, Lancers have the ball. Cross-court pass. Jenkins for three. Tees it up and knocks it down. Will Jenkins, his second triple of the ball game. He has 10 points. 23-16, Lincoln Wood. Clock running 2:15 first half. Hope you enjoyed game one tonight. Steve Woolley's final game for the Southwestern Piasaw Birds as they beat North Green 58-25. Congratulations to Steve Woolley on a Hall of Fame career in every sense of the word. Cross-court pass from Trim deflected away, went off the face of Whalen. Now bodies on the deck. That's Jenkins and Siglock with the tie-up, and Lincoln Wood has it on the arrow. Well, there's been a couple of those plays tonight. I think it was Will Jenkins. He took a glancing blow when the ball deflected off the rim. And that time, Whalen, he caught that right in the kisser before it goes to Lincoln Wood on the tie-up. A minute 57 for the half. A 7-point Lincoln Wood lead. They have the basketball with Whalen into the front court. On the right wing with Will Jenkins. High post to Brown. Kicks it left wing to Whalen. Braden. Dribble drive, cut off, leaves it top of the key for Zeke Guzman, who's checked in, the 5'9 sophomore. Back to Whalen. He'll tee it up and knock it down. Braden Whalen with 7 first half points, 25-16. That's the third triple of the quarter for Lincoln Wood. Their fourth of the game, 85 seconds for the first half. Here's Taberzi on the left wing. Gets a screen from Wills, works opposite, drives baseline. Into the hands of Taberzi. Siglock for three, and the answer, got it. Ethan Siglock with 9 points. That's his second triple. Big bucket for Carthenville. 65 seconds for the first half, 25-19. Here's Whalen. Leaves it off for Guzman on the right wing. Nate Guzman, top of the key now with Devin Brown. They lost sight of Will Jenkins. Missed the layup, but the rebound to Schmedeke lays it up and in. 7 for Braxton Schmedeke. That was Wills with a late contest on the initial attempt by Jenkins, and then Schmedeke able to clean it up. 40 seconds, first half, 27-19. Lancers with the lead. Carthenville has the ball. We'll have the Shelter Insurance halftime show at the break here on WUSMI. Final basketball broadcast of this COVID season. We got boys soccer, Gillespie at Carthenville Tuesday night live at 7. And then high school football Friday night, Carthenville at Greenville, Hillsboro at Roxana, all the action on FM 106 and online at WUSMIRadio.com. Carthenville handling out near midcourt. They will get the final shot of the half with 5 seconds. Siglock leaves it in the corner to Taberzi with two. Fires up a desperation. Nobody goes right to Trim. The bucket is good. It looked like a pass, but that was an air ball shot in desperation from the left corner, but it went right to Ethan Trim. He was all alone on the right block, and he ooped it up and in at the buzzer. So we have reached halftime here at the Woodshed. It is Lincoln Wood 27, Carthenville
21. It is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show.
Tim Mize back here at the Woodshed in Raymond. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing what is our final basketball broadcast of this COVID season. Lincoln Wood leading Carletonville 27-21. Cavvies get the basketball to start the third quarter. Scores tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30. Sports Saturday at 9:03 on FM 106. Cardinal baseball tomorrow evening, 4:55 with the pregame. AM 1540, FM 106.9 and 92.9. Trim shot left short off the right block. Here come the Lancers. They push. Three ball for Brown is short. And Trim clears the board for Carletonville. I was talking about everything going on. Forgot about the baseball. That is quickly approaching opening day. Redbirds open the season April 1st in Cincinnati. Here's Duckles on the right wing. And I've talked about it before, as Siglock triggers the three, left it a little bit short, rattles around and out, rebound down to Trim as it kicked out to him at the top of the key. But there's going to be a period coming up here very shortly where we'll have the Fighting Illini on the Ox, the Cardinals on AM 1540, 106.9, 92.9, and high school football here on FM 106. What a strange series of crossovers that will be. It's really going to be the high school football and March Madness happening at the same time. Just so odd. Here's Siglock. Leaves it in the corner for Taberzi. Lobs it down to Wills over the top. Wills can't get it to go. Offensive rebound, Trim, and Ethan was fouled. Carletonville has an advantage on the inside on the boards with Wills and Trim. Lincolnwood, though, big advantage with the guard play. Quick inbounds from Duckles to Trim. Lincolnwood wasn't ready. Heads up by the Cavaliers, and Trim is fouled. Which is a smart play by Duckles. Lincolnwood lost sight of Ethan Trim. Free throw for Ethan is no good, as he's at the Heinz Furniture free throw line, where they are fifth generation at Heinz, stocked with quality furniture that's on sale. Take it home today. Braden Whalen at the table. He will check in for Jaden Walker. That last foul went on Braxton Schmedeke. That's his first. Walker was whistled for a foul earlier, though. He has three. Second toss for Trim is good. Ethan gets one out of two. He has 11 points. That leads all scorers in the ballgame. Gets Carletonville to within five, 27-22, 6.5 minutes, third quarter. Here's Jenkins. Check that. Schmedeke, top of the key, leaves it for Whalen now on the left wing. Here comes Brown off a screen, top of the key, into the hands of Cole Sidwell. On the right baseline, back to Jenkins. He wants the three, right side of the key, rattles it down. Will Jenkins has a Baker's dozen. That's his third triple of the ball game. 30-22 Lincolnwood, 6:05 third quarter. Siglock into the front court, met there by Sidwell in the Lincolnwood man-to-man defense. Here's Siglock, hesitation bounce, cut off the baseline, kicks it out to Duckles in the corner to Taberzi for three, and the answer, yes. Aiden Taberzi has his first bucket. Good ball movement from the Cavaliers there. Got Aiden a wide open look. Nice ball fake. That was Schmedeke. Kicks it in the corner. Jenkins again left this one short. Wills going to be called for the foul. He went over the top of Braxton Schmedeke. That'll be the second personal on Aaron Wills. First of the half on Carletonville. Baseline out of bounds for Lincolnwood. 5:38 third quarter. Sidwell on the bounce. Gets it in to Whalen. Right back to Sidwell. Leaves it for Brown. Devin Brown attacks right at Trim off the window. It's good for Devin Brown. Devin's first bucket. Good body control that time for Brown as Trim was standing there to take the charge, but Devin was able to slide by in the air. 32-25. Lincolnwood with the lead. Entry pass down to Trim. Knocked out of bounds by Jenkins. He snuck in from behind, knocked the ball loose, but he was on the baseline when he made contact with the basketball. Carletonville ball, baseline trigger. It'll be Trim to throw it in. Cavvies line everybody up along the baseline. Ethan gets it in near corner to Siglock. Left side of the key with Duckles. Into the hands of Taberzi. They run the back door to Siglock. Elevates, can't get it to go. Good job by Brown on the defense there. Sidwell brings it out for Lincolnwood. Had trouble with the bounce. Now he corrals it. Leaves it back for Whalen. Top of the key, Schmedeke open for three. Pure for Braxton Schmedeke. He's got 10. The Lancers have found their stroke from distance. That's two threes in the quarter. six triples for the game. 35-25 Lancers, 4:40 third quarter. In the right corner it goes with Aiden Taberzi. Taberzi now into the triple threat position. He's going to drive baseline. Cut off there by Jenkins. Finds Siglock on the back door. Rejected by Brown. Picked up underneath by Wills. And Aaron is fouled. Third foul of the half on Lincolnwood. They'll get Schmedeke. That's Braxton's second. It sends Aaron Wills to the Heinz Furniture free throw line when we return following our third quarter mask timeout. 4:24 for quarter number three. Lincolnwood leading Carthenville 35-25. Back to the woodshed in Raymond following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Lincolnwood High School. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios. Game one tonight, girls basketball. Southwestern beat North Green 58-25. Steve Woolley's final game on the sidelines for the Piasaw Birds as he heads to retirement in style. They finished 12-1 and, of course, undefeated South Central Conference champions as Aaron Wills puts home the first free throw at the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more since 1854 at Heinz Furniture. Wills gets both tosses. He has 4 points, 35-27. The Lincolnwood lead is 8, 4:15 third quarter. Here's Jenkins. He's been hot from distance. Passed on that triple. Top of the key it goes to Sidwell. Cole Sidwell now leaves it back for Devin Brown. Brown skip pass to Schmedeke. He'll fire the three. Around and out, no good. Rebound down to Ethan Trim for Carthenville. Our last basketball broadcast last year was in this gym when Lincolnwood lost the regional final to Calhoun. Completely different circumstances, but our final broadcast this year of the basketball season coming to you from the woodshed at Lincolnwood High School. 35-27. Lancers with the lead. Carthenville has the ball. Cav is just kind of hanging around here. To Duckles in the corner to Trim. Wills, middle of the lane, rises up too strong off the heel. Rebound down to Devin Brown. Devin wants to push into the front court. Leaves it back for Whalen. Braden jumps, stop, and we're going to get a block on Mason Duckles. For Duckles, that'll be his second. Mount Milburg wants the bucket to count. They're going to call that a foul on the floor, though. Hey, you can't blame a coach for trying. On the inbound, Sidwell to Schmedeke. Back to Sidwell. Into the hands of Brown for three. Left it short. And the rebound belongs to Carthenville and Siglock. 3:15 third quarter. 8-point lead for Lincolnwood. Siglock across the timeline. Jenkins went for the steal, didn't get it. Here's Taberzi. Bounce pass to Trim. Ethan spins baseline up under off the bottom side of the rim. Got it back too strong. Will's tip won't go, and the Lancers clear it out with Whalen. Here comes Braden Whalen to the foul line. Kicks to Jenkins on the baseline. Schmedeke back to Sidwell. Open for three. Missed it badly, and the rebound down to Mason Duckles, and he's fouled. That is, let's see, Schmedeke on the reach-in. Third personal on Braxton Schmedeke. That'll get Jaden Walker to the table for Lincolnwood. He's going to check in. Alex Strutner on the floor for Carthenville as Duckles heads out. Wills also getting a breather for the Cavaliers as Trent Clevenger, 6'3 sophomore, on the floor. Schmedeke sits for Lincolnwood. Walker checks back in for the Lancers. An 8-point Lincolnwood lead, 2:40 third quarter. Here's Siglock to the foul line, cut off there by Sidwell. Leaves it back now for Strutner. Alex brings it between the circles on the right wing with Ethan Siglock. Siglock across the floor to Taberzi. Feeds the block down to Trim. Ethan Trim, good patience, draws a double, rises up, rolled off, no good. On the rebound, a whistle and foul on Lincolnwood. Carthenville getting good looks here. They're just not finding the bottom of the net. Just kind of rolling out softly. Baseline trigger for Carthenville. Strutner gets it in to Siglock. Here's Ethan Siglock on the baseline. Picked up the dribble after one bounce. Gets it away to Taberzi. Jenkins right there with the pressure man-to-man. And away from the ball, we've got a hold going on the Lancers. They'll get Walker. That's going to be Jaden's fourth. That'll get Schmedeke back in the ball game. Jaden will sit. Wills returns as Clevenger heads out. .210 for the third quarter. Carlton Deville ball on the baseline. It'll be Duckles to throw in. Mason Duckles going to lob it to Siglock at the left elbow. Ethan leaves it back for Duckles now into the hands of Strutner. Off to Siglock. He's going to feed the right block to Trim. Ethan surveys, draws a crowd, put it on the floor. Sidwell able to come down and get the pilfer. Trim never saw him out of his peripheral vision. Now Sidwell on the attack, missed the layup. And on the rebound, Strutner tied up and fouled by Will Jenkins. That's not the best of fouls if you're Will Jenkins. That is the seventh team foul, and it puts Lincolnwood over the limit for the remainder of the game. We got a minute 45 to play in the third quarter. Cromville going to spend a lot of time potentially at the Heinz Furniture free throw line down the stretch. They are, let's see, 5 of 6 in the first half, 3 of 4 here in the third quarter. As it's Alex Strutner at the Heinz Furniture free throw line since 1854. Cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more. Free throw is no good for Strutner. Missed it badly on the front end of the 1-1. And it's going to be, I think, Lincolnwood ball. There was a little bit of confusion on that free throw, whether it hit the rim or not. I think it grazed the rim off the right side, then went off the backboard. But then it's a matter of who deflected off. The officials getting together right now with a conversation, and they'll stick with the original call. Ball to Lincolnwood. David Suits isn't so sure. 104 seconds, third quarter. 35-27, Lincolnwood with the lead. Sidwell gets it into Braden Whalen. He will walk it into the front court. Here's Whalen working right side. Keeps the bounce alive, being checked by Taberzi. Braden now works left elbow back to Sidwell in the left corner. Cole Sidwell between the circles to Devin Brown. Devin Brown now right wing, leaves it for Jenkins. Will Jenkins, top of the key. Schmedeke will trigger the three. Got it. Braxton Schmedeke has 16 points, his fourth three of the game, second in the quarter. Here's Strutner, has to save it from going out of bounds. Does so, but right to the Lancers. Here comes Will Jenkins, full head of steam. Underhand scoop layup is good for Jenkins. He stepped through traffic. That was nice. 18 for Jenkins. Boy, it's hard when you got to put that type of spin, moving at that speed, to have the touch off the window, but Jenkins had it. 40-27, a good spurt here to close the quarter for the Lancers. Down in the block, Trim, triple-teamed, muscles it up, blocked in there by Brown, but it goes right to Strutner off the window. It's good. Alex Strutner. An 11-point Lincolnwood lead, 40-29, half a minute, third quarter. Lincolnwood has had their three-point stroke working tonight. Here's Schmedeke, top of the key. On the right wing with Cole Sidwell. Bounce pass, top of the key to Brown. In the left corner it goes with Schmedeke. 15 seconds for the third quarter. It was a 6-point lead at the half for Lincolnwood. They've stretched it to 11 here in the third. 5 seconds for the quarter. Sidwell on the attack and a foul on Ethan Trim. We'll get him with the block. His first, team's third, 5.6 seconds. For the third quarter, substitutions for the Cavaliers. Siglock and Clevenger checking in. Strutner and Trim heading out. Lincolnwood ball, front court, sideline trigger. It'll be Cole Sidwell to get it in with 5.6 seconds for the quarter. Sidwell, top of the key with Jenkins. Will puts it on the deck, back to Cole. Three at the horn, back rimmed it, no good. Rebound down to Clevenger, and that's the quarter. After three, it is Lincolnwood, 40. Carthenville, 29. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. 8 minutes left in our high school basketball broadcast season. Lincolnwood leading Carthenville, 40-29. This is the final quarter for Carthenville this year. Lincolnwood will have one more game tomorrow, part of the Waverly Tournament, taking on North Green. Nice dribble drive for Will Jenkins. He's got 20. Lincolnwood hit three more triples in the quarter. They now have seven threes for the game. 42-29 Lancers. On the bounce, Siglock leaves it in the corner for Aiden Taberzi. Taberzi into the triple threat position. Bounces to the corner. Now back up top it goes to Mason Duckles. Duckles on the right wing had trouble with the bounce, and he's going to be called for traveling. He just lost the handle there, and by the time he got it back, he had taken several extra steps. Scores tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30. Sports Saturday at 9:03. All on FM 106. Fighting Illini basketball, 1:30 tomorrow on the Ox. Big Ten Conference Tournament semifinals. And Cardinal baseball tomorrow, AM 1540, FM 106.9 and 92.9. That'll be 4:55 with the start tomorrow for the Cards and the Marlins from down in Jupiter. 6:57 for the ball game here in Lincolnwood. Lancers leading Carlinville 42-29. Here's Sidwell, senior night for the Lancers. So final home game for Braxton Schmedeke, Jaden Walker, Devin Brown, and Cole Sidwell. There's a turnover by the Lancers. 6:40 for the game. 42-29, Lincolnwood with the lead. Here is Siglock on the attack. Leaves it back for Mason Duckles into the hands of Will's left elbow. Taberzi right side of the key now. Leaves it at the free throw line for Wills. Good pressure from the Lancers all over Carlinville. Siglock creates a little space, rises up 17 feet, no. And the rebound down to Jenkins, and he's forced out of bounds by Taberzi. That'll be a foul on Aiden Taberzi. Fourth team foul. And David Suits wants a timeout. 6:16 for the ball game. Lincolnwood 42, Carlinville 29. We'll come back to Lincolnwood High School following these messages on WSMI. There's just things that you see this year that we hope to never see again. During that timeout, assistant coach Sean McCarty for Carlinville had to go into the locker room. I thought, what's he doing? He emerges with a mask for Ethan Siglock. Something happened to Ethan's mask. The mask that they brought him, I don't think that's one he was expecting. It looks a little loose on his face, but that's what he's got to go with here for the final 6 minutes of the ball game. And there really have not been major mask issues this year in terms of like the masks like actually breaking or really slipping down and falling off. You haven't seen a lot of it. For the most part, they have stayed where they were supposed to stay. And I did not know what was going to come of that as the season started, but that it has been a non-factor. The masks have just not been an issue at all, any way, shape, or form this year. Says the guy who didn't have to run up and down the floor in them. That's a different conversation, but you haven't seen the kids showing really effects from it. Jenkins on the attack, count it, and the foul, Will Jenkins. He's got 22. That was a beautiful dribble drive off the top of the key. And then it was another one of those finger roll finishes high off the glass. And Will Jenkins has worked his way to the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Stocked with quality furniture on sale, their fifth generation. Take it home today. Free throw for Jenkins. Rattles out, no good. And the rebound down to Ethan Trim for Carlinville. Boys soccer Tuesday night. Looking forward to this. Gillespie at Carlinville on the turf in Carlinville. Live at 7 o'clock Tuesday night. Right here on WSMI FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. Trim gets the bucket off the putback from Siglock's miss. That makes it 44-31 Lincolnwood. On the attack, Jenkins had it stripped and stolen by Wills. Here comes Siglock right down the middle of the floor. In the corner goes to Bursey. Drives baseline, one dribble, pulls up air ball, and it belongs to Lincolnwood and Braden Whalen. Whalen pushing quickly into the front court. Leaves it back for the trailing Brown. Across the floor now to Sidwell. Top of the key, Jenkins. He's had the hot hand tonight along with Schmedeke. Into the hands of Whalen now. 4.5 minutes for the ball game. Here's Jenkins. Feeds the post down to Brown. Out to Whalen. Braden open for three. Rattled out, no good. Halfway down and came out. Cavaliers have the basketball. 4:15 for the ball game. Here's Siglock on the right wing. With Taberzi. Aiden Taberzi wants to drive baseline. Cut off there. Leaves it back for Duckles. Into the hands of Siglock. Ethan Siglock leaves it for Wills. Top of the key. Here's Taberzi. Aiden DeBerzy lobs it down to Trim, and he was fouled by Devin Brown. Devin with the hold there on Ethan Trim. And Lincoln Wood is over the limit, so Ethan Trim will be at the Heinz Furniture free throw line for the one and bonus. But first, we will get our fourth quarter mask timeout. 3:59 for the ball game. Lincoln Wood 44, Carlton DeVille 31. We'll come back to Lincoln Wood High School following these messages on WSMI. Ethan Trim at the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Heinz Furniture fifth generation, stocked with quality furniture on sale. Take it home today. Free throw for Ethan is good. 14 points for Ethan Trim. Clock has stopped here, 3:59 for the ball game. 44-32, Lincoln Wood with the lead. Second free throw for Trim. Good, got the pair. 15 for Ethan, 44-33. This game's not over yet. Here's Will Jenkins into the front court. It was almost going to be trapped in the corner. He realized that, and then he carried the ball to get out of that situation. So a turnover on the Lancers. That time, yeah, Will drove right into the right corner. Ethan Trim was there to cut him off, and Jenkins quickly realized, I don't want to be here, and got called for the palm. We have a bucket here, and it's single digit. Still a lot of time in this ballgame, 3:50 left. Siglock will come across the timeline. On the bounce, working right side, checked by Sidwell. Cole Sidwell, nice job of staying right in front of the Siglock. Out it goes to Mason Duckles. Whalen moving his feet, staying in front of Duckles. Off two to Bursey. Into the hands now of Trim on the baseline. Back to Siglock for three. Left it short. Rebound Wills rejected by Braden Whalen. Woo! The young sophomore elevated there and sent it right back to Wills. Return to sender. Thank you very much. Here's Sidwell. Leaves it back for Devin Brown. Kicks it off to Jaden Walker. Into the hands of Schmedeke. Off to Whalen. Boy, Whalen's a nice-looking ball player, just a sophomore. Walker, dribble drive, lays it up and in off the baseline. Jaden Walker has his first bucket of the night for the senior. 46-33. Lincoln Wood leading inside of 3 minutes for the ball game. Final game of the year on WSMI. Final game of the year here at the Woodshed. Is Siglock falling out of bounds in front of the Carlton DeVille bench. Throws it right off of Sidwell out of bounds. It'll stay with Carlton DeVille, and Siglock had some mustard on that pass. Thankfully, I think it hit Sidwell in the knee and nowhere painful. 2:45 for the ball game. Here's DeBerzy, left side of the key. Leaves it on the block for Wills. Aaron Wills takes his time. Now kicks to Duckles for three. A little bit short. Good closeout by Whalen. Rebound down to Cole Sidwell. Into the hands of Whalen. Here comes Braden across the timeline for Lincoln Wood. 2:20 ball game. Schmedeke on the left wing. Top of the key with Sidwell. Cole Sidwell being guarded out there by Duckles. Sidwell on the attack, cut off. Leaves it back now. Volleyball spike line for Devin Brown. He will attack. Lost the handle and is turned over. Here comes Siglock. Ethan Siglock racing into the front court, and he is going to be called for traveling. 2:01 for the ball game. 46-33. Lincoln Wood with the lead, looking for win number 5 on the night. Of course, the Lancers, this is their first week out of that 2-week quarantine period. They will play tomorrow in Franklin, part of the Waverly Tournament at 1:30 against North Green, and then the Lincoln Wood JV will follow at 3 o'clock against the New Berlin JV. For Carlton DeVille after tonight, it's football and soccer season for the boys at CHS. Sidwell on the dribble drive, kicks to Walker, open for three. Yes, for Jaden Walker. He has 5, 49-33 Lincoln Wood. 80 seconds for the basketball season here on WSMI. What a strange season it was, but we were just happy to be able to play some hoops this year. Did not look good a couple months ago. Been fun to be able to watch these kids go out and have the chance to compete. And I tell you what, there has been some high energy basketball played during this COVID season. The kids have taken advantage of the opportunity to play. 63 seconds for the ball game. Timeout on the floor. Lincolnwood leading 49-33. Back to Lincolnwood High School following these messages on WSMI. emotional here at Lincoln Wood as the seniors have come off the floor for the final time here at the Woodshed. They got a standing ovation, and you can see tears in the eyes of a lot of those young men over there. And, you know, this was a different type of season, but it was still extremely important to all these kids. Just so thankful they got the opportunity to play this year. It's a season, you know, nothing they would have chosen, but it's one that they will never forget. Timeout here, just a substitution timeout as Will Jenkins will come off the floor. So on the floor right now, you got Caden Weekly, a 5'11 junior. Ruger Brown, a 6'4 junior. Zake Guzman, a 5'9 sophomore. Also, Levi Weir, a 5'10 junior on the floor, and the sophomore, Braden Whalen, stays out there for the Lancers. 35 seconds for the game. 49-33, Lincolnwood. Carthenville season will come to a close at 3-12. Top of the three, triple good. Caden Weekly buries the three ball, and the Lancers love it. 15 seconds for the ball game. Down it goes to Clevenger off the mark. No good. Rebound to Guzman. Matt Milberg says, no more shots, boys. Whalen will dribble it out. 52-33. Lincolnwood beats Carthenville here tonight at the Woodshed on senior night for the Lancers. And now they will dogpile their head coach, Matt Milberg, over there on the side. Actually, no, it wasn't Matt Milberg. It was merely the seniors for Lincolnwood there. Just a lot of fun here tonight at the Woodshed in Raymond. 52-33 is the final. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Lincolnwood wins it on senior night over Carthenville, 52-33. Lancers led 13-10 after one, 27-21 at the half. It was 40-29 Lincolnwood after three, and the Lancers outscored the Cavvies 12-4 in the fourth quarter as they win at 52-33. With the win, Lincolnwood improves to 5-6. They will play North Green tomorrow to close out their COVID season. For Carthenville, their season comes to a close tonight. They wrap up play at 3-12. Looking at the scoring, first for Carthenville, they were led by Ethan Trims, 15 points, 9 points for Ethan Siglock, 4 points for Aaron Wills, 3 points Aiden DeBerzy, 2 points for Alex Strutner. I had Carthenville 10 of 13 at the Heinz Furniture free throw line. They hit 3 triples here tonight. For Lincolnwood, they were led by Will Jenkins with 22, 10 points for Braxton Schmedeke, 7 points for Braden Whalen all in the first half, 4 points for Cole Sidwell, 3 points for Caden Weekly, and 2 points for Devin Brown. Lincolnwood hit 9 three balls. Count them up, 9 triples tonight for the Lancers. They actually did not make a free throw in this game, believe it or not. They went 0 of 3 from the free throw line, but hey, that don't matter so much when you put home 9 threes. So 52-33 is the final. Lincolnwood wins it over Carthenville on senior night for the Lancers. And with that, our COVID basketball broadcast season is over on WSMI. It was strange in so many ways, but yet gratifying in so many ways. Getting to see the kids out on the floor, boy, did they have, not just tonight, but just the season as a whole. The kids had so much fun, and the intensity was there. You didn't know for sure what the games would be like with limited fans and masks and the social distancing, all the different things that go into it, not just on game night, but just getting ready to play games. But for me, I was impressed with the preparation each and every night of the coaches and of the players to go out and give it all that they had in this shortened, strange season. They made the most of this strange opportunity. Thanks to all the wonderful folks at Lincolnwood High School, Athletic Director Josh Stone, all the folks here that treat us so good every time we come to town. So we thank them for their hospitality. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you hear on our broadcast, because without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally broadcasting stations. Well, the night started with the end of an era in Southwesterners. Steve Woolley goes out with a win, beating North Green 58-25, and he is into retirement now, coaching his final game for the Piasaw Birds, as they are your undefeated South Central Conference champs here in the COVID season. But congratulations to Steve Woolley on just a wonderful, wonderful run with the Southwestern Piasaw Birds. And, of course, we have a lot more to do beyond basketball. We got scores tomorrow morning, 7:30. Sports Saturday at 9:03. We'll talk football, basketball, soccer, and volleyball tomorrow. We will also have Cardinal baseball on the air tomorrow against the Marlins, AM 1540, 106.9, 92.9. That'll be a 4:55 start. Fighting Illini basketball tomorrow in the Big Ten tournament in the semifinals. That'll get underway at 1:30 over on 105.3. The Ox. And then Tuesday, a sports special, boys high school soccer, Gillespie at Carthageville, Tuesday night, live at 7 on FM 106. We'll stream it at WSMIRadio.com. And as weird as it sounds, a week from tonight, high school football on WSMI. You can find the broadcast schedule at WSMIRadio.com. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced so much of our high school basketball coverage throughout this year. She did a fantastic job. We thank her for her work during this basketball season. Your final one more time from the woodshed here in Raymond. Lincolnwood beats Carthageville 52-33. This is Tim Mize saying good night from Raymond.